Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years had gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
988-6833. That old humpback, the Glam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, and I have a buddy of mine on right now. Let's go back to him right now.
Thanks,
hey,
Jack.
Buddy, tell us about this important commodity we have there at Republic now that can do all of us a bunch of good. Go right.
Well, to me, Jack, it's real simple economics. And I, you know, since I've been working with Republic Broadcasting and with Republic Trading, we've continued to tell this story over and over. But basically, if we go back to the point in time where Bush took office, the dollar's lost 40% of its buying power. And during the same time period, gold has actually gone up about 175%. Now, I haven't even sat there to calculate silver, but, you know, silver was languishing in the low to mid $4 range for so long, and it's hovering at around 7 right now. So, obviously, it's done very well.
Yeah.
Do I look at gold and silver as what most people in this country consider to be as a normal investment? You expect to put X number of dollars in, whether it's $10,000 or $1,000. Do you expect to turn around and make a killing? You know, I got to tell you something. I'm less concerned about the return I make on my money as I am about the return of my money. I want to know that 5 years, 10 years down the road, or 50 years down the road for my grandchildren, that the amount of gold and silver I hand them will buy the same exact amount of goods and services today or then than it bought today. That's the real reason for owning gold and silver. It's simple, Jack. Do you trust your government? Do you trust the Alan Greenspans of the world?
Yeah.
You know, people amaze me.
You're really in trouble.
Jack, you know, we've discussed this so many times in one form or another, the panel discussions we used to do at the expos and and so many things, but it's simple. We in this country have lost the ability to be self-reliant for anything. We put our entire physical wealth and health in the hands of our doctor and expect him to keep us healthy. We take our spiritual health and put it in the hands of a pastor or a rabbi or a priest or a minister and expect him to give us the keys to the gates of heaven. And where's our own self-responsibility? But we do the same thing with our money. We give it to a stockbroker, our banker, our insurance man via annuities and other, in some cases, bogus savings plans. What better than to care for our own spiritual health, our own financial wealth, our own physical health? All of these things, and they can all actually be put in the category of health, as it were. This is what's wrong in this country. We have allowed self-responsibility and reliance to be stripped away from us. And that is, to me, what gold and silver is about. Who can better care for your money than you yourself, your own family? You're not spending money when you buy gold and silver. You're converting it. You're getting something in exchange for it. If you buy a share of stock, Jack, you're getting a piece of paper that says, well, you know, you got 500 shares of XYZ stock, and if it doesn't go to zero, we'll pay you whatever the value is whenever you want to liquidate it. Well, we've seen what's happened to Enron. We've seen what's happened to WorldCom and things like this through manipulation, through lies, through deceit. And my God, if those people who had put all that money into Enron and WorldCom, et cetera, had, if they had only put a mere 10% of their money into gold, the losses that they experienced through the stock may well have been compensated for by the gains in the value of the gold and silver. That makes sense. That's self-insurance.
Absolutely.
That's the real reason they should be looking at it.
Yeah.
And
well, we can get involved, Jeff. I'm just really pleased that Republic is doing this because, you know, for years I've heard complaints of patriots out there saying, oh, these are patriots for profit. They're selling this, they're selling that. But, you know, it's those same guys, Jeff, that won't take $5 out of their wallet and give to me or anybody doing this job for free as a volunteer to help us go forward. And so we've had to learn, and praise God, we've had to learn how to fund our own outreach to people all over this nation and around the world. And so I'm so pleased that Republic has taken on supplying us all something we need very badly, and it helps to pay the bills and push forward in our mass communication programs to awaken the people. So
it becomes mutually beneficial. I mean, one of the ways they can get involved is obviously sit down with your family, make a determination what your financial situation is. If you are desirous of getting started or adding to gold and silver you've been buying over the years, give Republic Trading Group an opportunity to show you what we can do. You're going to find some of the absolute fairest and lowest prices in the country. We are not taking possession of the product before we ship it to you. It's being drop shipped from three of our suppliers, two who specialize in silver, all forms of silver, and one who specializes in all the various gold pieces that we make available. So whether you're the kind of individual who can only afford and wants to buy one gold coin a month, guess what? I'm your man. I'm glad to help you do that. If you're sitting with much greater sums of money and you're saying, we don't like what's happening, the value of it's declining, let's at least position ourselves for security, all you got to do is pick up the phone and dial 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898. But, Jack, they need to understand, since I joined Republic nearly 3 weeks ago, we have been inundated. There's times I cannot, you know, we basically can't answer all the calls. They go to a voicemail. Please leave a name, leave a number. I will get back with you as quickly as we are able to do so. In the scheme of things, we're small. We're starting this way, but we're doing it the right way. I've got 15 years professionally in this market. I'm 58, Jack. I started buying silver at the age of 10, gold at the age of 12. So I've got a lot of years and a lot of knowledge behind me.
Yeah.
And all I want to do is give people the opportunity to realize that they don't have to pay, $965 for an MS64 coin that they can buy for probably $700 from us.
Yes, wonderful.
And
yeah.
That's tremendous value.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's no place to any better to put some of your wealth and where you know you're going to get protected, and you're not going to lose your wealth. This stock market deal is not, I won't say it's a scam, but it is very, very dangerous, is it not, Jeff?
Extremely dangerous, Jack. I mean, to the point that in 2001, I think by 2000, we saw the market go up to about 11,004, 11,005. After 9/11, it took a real royal kick in the pants. It came down. It still hasn't recovered. And don't be fooled by the daily Dow Jones Industrial Averages that are given to you on the radio and television every day. Those only counter the 30 main big boys, the big stocks. That doesn't count the tens of thousands of other stocks that are available that aren't going up to the tune of 20 or 30 or 80 points a day. They're going down. People are losing confidence. And I don't know about you, but I'm not buying stock in Walmart. I will not support my own demise.
No, that's what you're, either, brother.
The more you keep your money in paper, you're supporting your own demise.
And I want to touch something. I want to feel it in my hand. I want to put it where I know it's at and nobody else has a hold of it. I don't get gold and silver, never did. Well, I can't right now because of the problems I have, but I'm going to do it again. My wife and I have been talking that we need to, once we get on our feet after her cancer situation here, we're going to try to start getting some real wealth again put away, even if it's just a little bit a month, and everybody can do that, right, Jeff? Just put away
absolutely
a month.
Absolutely. I've got people that come in here that buy a single gold coin every month. I've got people that come and all they can afford is one roll of 1 ounce silver pieces, and we will make it more affordable than these folks can ever possibly believe. And so whether they've got $200, $2,000, or $200,000, it doesn't matter. We've got the ability to fill your needs, and I'm more than happy to do that.
And they're supporting Republic Broadcasting Network when they do that.
Absolutely correct.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, this, Jack, is the only fully independent, patriot-type broadcasting network left. There ain't no more. The other big boys have sold out to ABC and Clear Channel. How much real freedom of speech and information are you going to continue to hear? They've sold out to show business interest. And that's something that the people who broadcast at Republic Broadcasting Network, you're not going to find any of them selling out. There are principles. This country is in dire straits. It's our job to reach out, to touch, to educate. And, along the way, if we can provide some products, whether they're water filtration devices, shortwave radios for emergency use in a Hurricane Katrina-type situation, or whether it's real money physically in your hand. I've got people who called who were able to get out of New Orleans, former clients of mine that I've not heard from, who were able to get out with gold in their pockets.
Wonderful.
And yet they ain't getting out of New Orleans with guns on their hips, are they?
That's right. That's right. Well, tell us again, Jeff, how do we hook up with you here and support Republic and support our own family during a time when we need to start putting
You give us a call at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. If I'm not available immediately, I'll be getting back with you as a rule within the hour, and be prepared to get yourself started. I have to share this with our audience, Jack. We don't have free literature packages we send out because, frankly, most people calling have gotten everybody else's free literature package. We're here to provide the service with the lowest cost possible, and you don't do that with high postage bills and a lot of printed material going out.
No way. You just order some silver and gold. That's all you do. That's what you need. You don't need the literature. You got enough literature. You just need to get some wealth.
They've got the information. And you know what? I will give as much time to a guy on the phone who's interested in buying a $100 gold piece as I will to somebody who's looking at ordering tens of thousands. I'll get your questions answered for you.
Okay, one more time, that number before the break.
Man, I've got to run to it. 1-800, I can't even think of it in my head. 1-800-691-7898. Jack, thanks for letting me come on.
God bless you.
Take care of yourself, brother. We'll see you soon.
Take care. Bye now. Be right back, folks, with more of the program. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Trying to educate people, and I know how hard it is with our police and soldiers. if we get sued, but also if the government comes and tries to destroy us for standing up and speaking out, tries to destroy us financially, and that's what they always do, that if we put our property into the trust, we would own nothing, and the government coming in to try to silence us from our constitutional work here at Aid to Bend Police Military Newsletter. And so we started making these trusts available to the private sector out there. And guess what? Every time a person donates to our Volunteer Police and Military Association, the money for a trust, it boosts our ability to reach out and educate more police and soldiers out there. What a concept. Well, that's what Republic Broadcasting is doing now. John Stafmiller is learning how to develop sales for things that each of us need in our homes and our families, and especially for the days ahead. We need some gold and silver put away, even if you can only just purchase, you know, $50 a month of something. And so this is a great concept, and it allows us to reach out, pay the bills, but also as this thing grows, where we begin to rely on the good products that we have through our own organizations, that we can actually reach out and grow and grow and grow and reach more people out there. So I just think this is the time for this concept to reach all of us that care about our nation, our God and our nation that our Lord gave us, and that is help fund the outreach and awakening of more and more fellow Americans out there. What better way to do it than to have things that we can buy through Republic that we need in our families and homes? Well, let's get back to what I was talking about here, folks. I have a letter that came in from a listener on the program here. He says, his name's Brian. I'll just say Brian if you're listening out there. He's a Canuck. He's from Canada, and he's been listening for quite a while. And he sent me this letter here to our Police and Military Association after listening to our show for a while. And he says, sir, thank you for your show. God bless you all. Please tell me what life will be like after the collapse. If life will be like this all over the world, and what to expect after the collapse. Please tell me, Officer Jack. God bless you, and God bless America. That's one of our brothers up in Canada. And so I just wanted to, I think this is a good letter, and it's something many people wonder about. So let's talk about it just a minute. Matter of fact, we got a brother of ours on the phone I'm going to go to in just a minute. But hang on there, Jeff. I'll be back with you in just a minute. Let me get this letter answered here, or do my best. Now, I don't have a crystal ball, but I do know in all my studies over 24 years now, a lot of the things that we're not looking forward to when the collapse comes, or when, as our police say, when the balloon goes up and we're under martial law and we're under this totalitarian world system, which according to the Lord and the Holy Bible, which you can go to the Holy Bible and read what it's going to be like during the fall, after the fall, and during the tribulation, which Christians will be here throughout. But I go back to our Operation Vampire Killer 2000 Police and Military Manual for Stopping World Government Rule. Operation Vampire Killer 2000 has many, many quotes in it from government officials, from judges, congressmen, senators, presidents, prime ministers all over the world. Many, many quotes about what it's going to be like. And also from some of the traitors themselves, as they tell what it's going to be like under this Antichrist world government system that they're arranging for us to all be part of. So we'll get into that right when we get back, and then we'll go to Jeff. Hang on, Jeff. This won't take us that long, if you don't mind, brother. Be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calf ache, I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
One of the communists that worked in our government more controlled society, yeah, really controlled, such a society would be dominated by an elite, unrestrained by traditional values. Now, what does he mean by traditional values? By God, by the Word of God, by our Christian faith. And it will be dominated by the elite. And he goes on to say in his book, soon it will be possible to exert almost continuous surveillance over every citizen and maintain up-to-date complete files containing even the most personal information about every citizen. These files will be subject to instantaneous retrieval by the authorities, he said. And then we go to an old buddy of mine, been around for years and years, hope he's still doing well, Professor Kurt Koch. Kurt Koch, professor, lectured at over 100 universities in 65 countries on five continents on the New World Order, occultism, extreme movements, parapsychology, and everything like that. His assessment of the coming New World Order under the United Nations will be reduced, will reduce everything to a one common denominator. And that's in the Holy Scriptures there, Brian. Get out your Bible and read, and you'll know what it's going to be like. But Dr. Kurt Koch said this: the system will be made up of a single currency, single financial government, centrally financed government, single tax system, single political system, single world court of justice, a single head, an individual leader, and a single state religion. And it won't be a Christian religion, you can bet on that. Each person will have a registered number, without which he will not be allowed to buy or sell. And there'll be one universal world church. Anyone who refuses to take part in this universal system will have no right to exist. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people are going to die because a lot of us will not be a part of this Antichrist world government system. We can't be because our God tells us we cannot be. And you wouldn't enjoy it anyway, folks. Well, Brian, go to the Holy Scriptures. God will tell you in there what it's going to be like, but it's not going to be pleasant, and we should prepare right now, number one, ourselves, by getting on our knees before God and asking forgiveness for our sins and accepting His Son as our Holy Savior, and then go to 2 Chronicles 7:14 and apply that. And so, Brian, I hope that helps you a little bit, my brother, and thank you for listening, and get back to us again when you can. Matter of fact, if you can call in, okay? I'm going to give out that call-in number. Then we're going to go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Hang on, Jeff. You'd like to call in today, folks, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now let's go to our brother Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Yes, I was listening to you reading Brian's letter, and that was very touching because I like to read history. History is one of my favorite subjects.
Yes,
and
right.
to help out Brian as far as looking at the future of America, all you have to do is look at Stalin's purge. Look at what Stalin did to the kulaks. The kulaks were farmers in Russia who would not submit to the collective. And Walter Duranty covered that whole story up. It was called Potokin's Village, where basically Duranty said, oh, yes, in the Ukraine, Stalin is treating the Ukrainians very good. He's not starving them to death.
Yeah.
And you know what? The Russian Holocaust was worse than the Nazi Holocaust, or equal.
Right. Yes, by about 100 times.
Yes, and if people only knew about the Russian Holocaust, people would loathe communism as much as they do Nazism. We're facing
that same group of totalitarians under this world government system that they face in Russia, and there's going to be great purges, don't you think, Jeff?
Yes. Now, Brian, let me break this down to the simplest level. So how it affects your job. There is a gentleman named Matt Barber who is the head of security at Allstate. He decided to write a paper against homosexuality. Guess what? The sodomites saw it, went to Allstate, and the guy got fired right on the spot. That's a fact. And
he's gone, yeah.
Oh, yes, that guy is radioactive. He will never get a job in corporate security again on that kind of level.
That's right.
Now, how is this going to affect the average man? I live in Massachusetts. The rest of the country is going to be like Massachusetts, with a high tax rate. Liberals will control everything, or the communists. You will have at least a 50% tax rate, and then some. Also, in the future, think of the opposite of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. In the opposite of the Constitution is police will be able to knock on your door, be able to search your whole house, be able to find out what is kosher and what isn't, and have you arrested right on the spot, or plant stuff if you go against them and you put them on the spot.
That's right.
The rule of law will be completely out the window. If you save gold, your gold will get confiscated. If you have to be in the politically correct, well, and also, too, if you live in the inner city, move out of the inner city, because the inner city will
Amen.
Be death traps.
Amen. That's right. Look what happened in just a little hurricane down there in the south, brother. Wait till the devastation of this planned terrorist holocaust in America that the Bush family have planned. My goodness gracious, I was talking to a brother in Los Angeles, Jeff, just a few days ago, who lives right in Los Angeles, and he says he's getting the heck out of there because there's 20 times the people in Los Angeles as there is down there in New Orleans. And he says, man, it's crime city right now. Can you imagine if they hit with a suitcase nuke there in Los Angeles, what would happen to those people, Jeff?
Exactly. It would be pandemonium. And you know, you touched upon the black leadership, the conservative black leadership.
Yep.
Jesse Peterson is one of my heroes.
Right, mine too.
Now, as far as the black leadership is concerned, conservative, they are regarded as sellouts by most blacks. They're regarded as traitors and non-blacks.
Right.
And you see, that is communism, plain and simple. So, Brian, if you want to know what the future is going to be like, study history. We will have crushing poverty for those who don't submit. But if you submit, you will have wealth. Just like in Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
I use this as a rule of thumb. To predict the future, you got to have a good foundation in history, historical trends, and you match the past to the future. And if the past is any indication of the future, we are doomed.
You sure are, brother. Well, God's on his throne and in his heaven, and he's in control of all these turkeys. They think they are, but they're not. And so we just have to get into his word, Jeff, and do exactly what he told us to do at this time, and also get prepared, because God will help us in areas we can't help ourselves, Jeff. But I've learned over the years that there's a lot I can do for myself and my family, and I need to be doing those things.
Well, let me close with a simple fact. There are a lot of people who cannot afford to move out of the city. There are a lot of people who cannot afford to buy gold. I mean, there are people who are living paycheck to paycheck in the inner city, just paying for the rent, car payments, house payments, bill payments.
Jeff, how about you?
Well, that sounds like me, you know, because the inner city, I mean, living in the inner city is very high unless you happen to be on Section 8 housing. And if you really had to look at the big picture, it's actually sickening how they're marginalizing patriots.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Truly. Very true. Yeah. If you're a patriot, boy, you are a domestic terrorist, they're calling you today.
White male.
That's what the government's calling you.
You're absolutely right, my friend. Well, I'm gonna let you go and let other callers get on, and have a very nice night.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your good input, brother. We appreciate it very much. Along the lines, folks, with what Bush or what Jeff just said. Ooh, I hate calling Jeff Bush, but I'm looking at a report here from Rutgers, which you won't see on your daily news. It says here Bush's power to detain U.S. enemy combatants upheld by the appellate court in America. Well, see, folks, these court judges are promoted by how evil they are and how much they would sell their mother for a nickel and take bets on or shoot their mother for a nickel and with the promotion of this Roberts guy, you know, if you don't know, you ought to know how evil the Bush crime family is. And any man, any woman that Bush would put up for the Supreme Court justice or any judge anywhere, anytime, has to have the same morals like the Bush family does, which is, well, I can't even describe how low their morals is. It's totally evil, totally evil. And any judge that they would promote up to any judgeship anywhere has to be that same mind frame, or the Bush family might get indicted by one of these judges. You think they're going to take a chance on putting somebody in power that might discover the crimes they've committed and hold them accountable? No way on earth. Well, here's what has happened recently you need to know about. It's just been decided that George W. Bush has the power to detain any U.S. citizen and hold you incommunicado without being charged, without going to court, and indefinitely. That's right. President George W. Bush has the power, says the court, the appellate court, to detain Jose Padilla, that's a U.S. citizen, who's been held in a South Carolina military brig for over 3 years as a suspected, let me say it again, a suspected enemy combatant without being charged. And this is okay, says a federal appeals court on Friday, last Friday. The exceedingly important question before us, says the court, is whether the President of the United States possesses the authority to detain any citizen of this country who is closely associated with Al-Qaeda, wrote Judge J. Michael Luttig in an opinion for the three-judge panel. We conclude, says the judges, that the president does possess such authority, wrote Luttig, a conservative, yes, right, whom the Bush crime family has been considering for a possible Supreme Court nomination. Now, I had a Bush crime family because that's what they are. Now, the ruling by the court based in Richmond, Virginia, was a major victory for the Bush crime family and their administration. Andrew Patel, an attorney for Padilla, said he thought it would be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Good luck. The U.S. Supreme Court are the supreme turncoats, traitors in this whole country. That's why they're up there. They wouldn't be on the Supreme Court if they weren't the traitors. The highest level corrupt, treasonous individuals in this nation, because nobody in their right mind that's a criminal and who have a criminal syndicate behind them like the Bush crime family is going to put anybody on the Supreme Court. Clinton's not going to put anybody on the Supreme Court. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. It's going to set your pants on fire for all the crimes you've committed against society. My goodness gracious. I'll tell you, our nation is not out of control, folks. Our judges aren't out of control. The problem is they're under perfect control by Lucifer and his minions. Let's go to Bob in Colorado. Bob, welcome to the program, brother.
Hey, Jack.
Good to have you on.
This is John, Jack. Thank you for what you're saying on the radio. I just yesterday got documents that I have filed, U.S. District Court, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, and I put in a complaint against those judges, sent it to Senators John Salazar and Wayne Allred and Congressman John T. Salazar. Wayne Salazar is presenting what I sent him to the U.S. Senate because those judges are not ruling for we the people.
No, sir. They're ruling against the Constitution.
That's right. Now, here's the problem. Our Heavenly Father is using this New World Order communist system against the people so they will obey his laws and go to 2 Chronicles 7:14 and do it.
Amen, brother.
That's what's going on. So if people don't do it, this country is a goner. Hang in there, Jack. You're doing great.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Lord bless you. Call back again now. Folks, I'm not kidding you. This is the time. It's getting really bad out there. You better get that Bible open. You better look at the escape clause for all of us. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Do it. Right back with more of the Officer Jack McLean program.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
How are you tonight?
Doing fine, brother. Doing well.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to have to add a little bit more to what Jeff, the caller before the other gentleman, has said. What America will be like in the future is, remember Joseph Goebbels said back in Hitler, actually Hitler's time during the Second World War,
yeah.
if you perpetuate a lie continuously, they'll believe it. And that's exactly how they're going to control the population through the media. And second of all, once they get you in these so-called camps, they make them look like resettlement camps, and before you know it, it's extermination time. And
that's right.
That's how I see it. And
well,
if we
Tim,
don't...
Yep. You're right, Tim.
Yep.
You're right.
And if we don't wake up and hear what Jesus is talking about, and I'm I'm speaking as a true, God-fearing Christian patriot. Jesus has warned us. I think it's in Matthew 24:26. Behold, that the thief will come in the night. And also in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. The elements, something that will pass away. And it's God's judgment if we don't heed what he has to say. And
Brother Jim, you're hitting it right on the head. That's right. It's God's judgment coming down on us. Mm. He's using these crimes and to do it to us, and we deserve it as a nation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Jim. I'm going to try to get one more caller in here before we go away tonight. But I hope you'll call back again, Jim. Thanks a lot for your good input. All right, let's go to Russ in West Virginia. Russ, we're quickly running out of time, but welcome to the program.
Okay, Jack. I could make it as quick as I can. You know, you were talking about our rights under the Patriot Bill. I don't know why you people don't understand it. I don't know if you're involved in this yourself and understand. If you are a United States citizen, you do not have a bitch. You are a corporate member. You gave up your Constitution when you swore to be a United States citizen. Get that through your head and get out from under them. Give them their voting card back. Let them do what they want there and take back your state. Otherwise, it's gone. Period.
Okay. Well, Rush, you're right. You're absolutely right. I know what you're talking about, and we need to have people on talking about that more often.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Every show should be telling you, give up that registration card. You get what you want, get through the Patriot Act. You're going to get what you get because they have jurisdiction on you. Get out from under, fool.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack. That's the same, Russ, with the churches today. They've become these corporations and government contractors, and so they're government churches today. Thank you for your input. Appreciate it very much. That's right, folks. All these licenses put you under that system, that beast system, and it's very difficult to live without it today because we're all used to it. But anyway, thanks for the input from all the people that called in tonight. Good input. We all need to learn. Every night I learn something new. And thanks to Jim and Russ for calling in tonight. God bless all of you out there, and don't forget, this old cop be back here with us tomorrow night, God willing. But don't forget, I truly do love you, America. I truly do. Night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.